Joe's Need to Know News. Let's start out with Tom Cruise making a surprise appearance at Comic-Con in San Diego. He did this yesterday, and he was doing it to promote Top Gun Maverick. Check out some of the trailer. This thing looks awesome.
30-plus years of service. Combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down 3 enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion, you won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a 2-star admiral by now. Yet here you are. Captain. Why is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir. But not today.
Ooh, I got goosebumps. The actual trailer, of course, visually seeing it is way, way more appealing. You can check it out. We're going to put a link up on Joe's Need to Know News. But I am excited. Do you ever watch Top Gun? Because you were you even born, Liv, back in the day?
I don't know if I was or not. I didn't watch it until I was 22.
Okay, what'd you think?
I was so pissed. No one tells me that Goose dies.
Spoiler alert!
If you haven't seen it by now, I mean, that's your own fault. But yeah, sorry about that. But no one told me that.
Well,
so
why would you want to know? Then it ruins the movie.
Well, I wouldn't have watched it. I cried.
Oh, okay.
I legit cried. Goose was my favorite part of the thing. Like, Tom Cruise, okay. But Goose was the star, in my opinion. And when he died, I cried and I turned it off. And I was like, I'm going to have to finish this another day.
All right, well, sorry to bring up bad memories. According to a reputable website, Pornhub, ever since the Area 51 raid started going viral, searches for alien porn has skyrocketed.
What?
Searches for Area 51 porn are up 58,000% since 1 week ago.
Wait, so Area 51 or alien?
Area 51 alien porn. They're all the same thing
as
what they're doing.
That is so specific.
Yeah, since alien porn's up almost 200%, which is like probably one person, now 200 people are looking for it. But that's insane that people are actually, you know, it's just amazing to me what people are into, because that's one thing I'm not into.
Surely some of these have got to be a joke. Just like guy sending them to like their guy friends or something.
I don't know. I know Porkchop's into probing, but I don't know if that's what he's looking for. But I say that because he's out of the room and he can't defend himself. The city of Berkeley, California has decided to ban gendered words from its city codes. And the two examples they gave are manhole and manpower. Those will be replaced with maintenance hole and human effort. So manhole will become maintenance hole. Manpower will be called human effort. The city council said, quote, a male-centric municipal code does not reflect the reality of the city of Berkeley. Are you kidding me? This is what
Why
we're wasting our
so
time with?
Why are you so triggered with this?
I'm not even triggered. I guess the thing I care about, Liv, that you asked that, is that we're wasting our time with these things. Like, you're taking the precious time you have to do things in a city, and you're worrying about doing a name.
How do you know what Berkeley's got going on in their city? How do you
know? I know that right now their biggest concern in the news is that they're changing manhole to maintenance hole. And there's certain words I don't think you change because we're all familiar with them.
Maybe it literally took one second. Maybe everyone
so you
voted
like,
on it. You know,
I just want to clarify, Liv. You like that they're going to call manhole a maintenance hole and manpower human effort. We all know what manpower is. It doesn't mean a man's better than a woman. It's just an example of a word.
Right. I just think like subconsciously, you know, like there's word association is a real freaking thing, Joe. I'm not triggered that it's called manpower.
Sounds like it. I do
think word association is a real thing and deals with your subconscious. I'm just like, I don't care that Berkeley's doing this. I'm really just am not concerned by it. I don't think it's like a, oh my gosh.
It's just so stupid. It's like of all the things to worry about.
If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do.
You're just like a freaking hippie though, so that doesn't surprise me. The insurance claim brought by a woman in Florida. She did this after an 11-foot alligator broke into her kitchen. Well, it was denied.
What?
The large alligator smashed through the 77-year-old woman's window and into her kitchen. Aww. I think we talked about this like a month ago, breaking wine bottles, putting giant holes in her wall. I mean, it's a giant alligator with a huge tail. She says her insurance company won't pay for the damage because, well, they don't cover alligators.
If you live in the state of Florida, your insurance should automatically cover alligators.
It should include that and meth heads. Like, it just didn't, you know, like, or some kind of drug related incident. Like, oh, well, they were on bath salts. Right. Oh, that's covered. We cover bath salts. You're in luck. And finally, one of the greatest songs in the world is Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Yeah, I feel, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to play some audio for you, and this is not how it should go. This is the Chicago Bears head coach. Is it Matt Nagy?
Yes.
Okay. He said during his rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, take me out and buy me, it normally goes, take me out to the ball game, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
You're not even going to sing it. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Well, he doesn't say peanuts. I think he accidentally said something else.
And a one, a two, a three, take me out to the ball game, take me.
What? did anybody else hear that?
Oh my god.
Let me play it again. Maybe I didn't hear it right.
Buy me some penis.
That straight up sounds like penis.
It does.
Like,
you want to hear it again?
It's not even, no, I was just going to say, like, it's not even like, oh, maybe it was saying peanuts. Maybe it was, like, no, he straight up said the word penis. I mean,
not to be a juvenile kid here, but that had to have been a Freudian slip, right?
What's worse, this or someone forgetting the lyrics to the national anthem?
I'd say the national anthem because that's America.
I guess, like, it's worse.
Because he didn't forget, he just said the wrong word.
I guess it's worse, but I guess this is, like, more embarrassing.
Definitely. You can see this cringeworthy video. Of course, we have it for you online. Just go to our station website, and we'll put a link up later to swipe up to check out Joe's Need to Know News. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now.